There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, rolling in on the second hour. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. TacticalHolsters.com. There's a reason I carry those. One, there's a bunch of reasons. They're indestructible. They're completely modular. And they just continue to, the product line continues to evolve. Those are some pretty good reasons. And believe me, I went out looking the other day, and their price point is now lower than what you would find in the big box store. So you can have the best tactical holster in the world cheaper than you would find anywhere else. And here's the thing. They've been doing it for a long time. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. You'll be glad you did. If you read anything out there in the gun blogosphere and tell them, you know, if you look at anything that's going on, I don't even know why I said that, but there's certain people that you probably have read that you don't know about. And my next guest is certainly one of these guys. He's not quite as ubiquitous as maybe cocaine was on dollar bills back in the 80s, but he certainly is out there in a lot of places. You can find him at Amaland, at Clash Daily. He is all over the place. Plus, he does a podcast called the Polite Society Podcast. My guest today is Rob Morse. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Bill.
So, tell everybody about what you do real quick, and then we're going to get into some of the stuff you've actually done.
Bill, I'm a guy like you. I just wanted to protect my family, and I live in the left coast down in Southern California. I went to do that and found out I couldn't. Like a fish out of water, I suddenly noticed that my rights of self-defense had been denied. I went to a couple Second Amendment Foundation meetings, traveled the country, found out that I'm not alone. I read about it enough. It moved me enough to start writing about it. That happened just a few years ago. Picked up a blog, got picked up on Clash, got picked up on a podcast. Pretty simple, really.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you had to be doing something sort of wild and obnoxious if Doug Giles noticed you, because that's just Doug. That's just Doug. Doug does not mince words. And
he wants the maximum amount of truth in the fewest number of words, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. Concierge at a hotel, when he greeted you, he'd greet you with a headbutt in the middle of your face. Good morning, sir. Bam! Have we got your attention now? So anyway, your stuff, the reason I like your stuff is just all of your pieces seem very well researched, and at the same time, you take a little bit of time. You don't go out there and rush it out there. I'll give you an example. When this Seventh Circuit Court decision came down, I was all kinds of outraged about the feeling safe, good feelings kind of thing that was out there. But then some of you guys just sort of held back a little bit and read it a little deeper and actually, you know, looked at it, found the silver lining in the cloud, didn't you?
We did. Let's explain what that is if you're listening, missed, you know, yesterday's program. The Seventh Circuit Court is in this, you know, the middle of our country. That's the same circuit that gave us the McDonald decision and said concealed carry is a right in Illinois. Well, the state took years to finally implement that. But it is an absolute luck of the draw which judges you get on a three-judge panel. And these judges said that a ruling in Highland Park, Illinois, that said can't have an AR, can't have a standard capacity mag, the judges said that was justified, not because it would work, but because it would make us feel better. Well, okay, so it's political Valium, right? It won't solve the problem, but you can sleep a little better. Well, wait a minute. We just had a Pew poll that came in, and it said, look, there's been a groundswell, a change in public opinion. We now think that firearms in the home make us safer. Now, this doesn't change the facts of the matter a bit. You and I know that self-defense is both the cornerstone of our society politically, but also the cops are the second or third responders. You and I are the first.
Right.
Well, okay, the public has finally caught up with this news, despite what the media could say, and has been sort of skewing the facts at them. Well, gosh, who are the judges to believe? Whose opinion? And you can imagine that's just so much fun to play with.
Yes, I can. When I saw that, do you think that will... Before you came on, I was talking about something that clearly butts up against the Heller decision. And this sort of butts up against the common use part of the Heller decision.
Right.
And do you think that the Supreme Courts will look at this and read, or anybody would look at this and read into this and say, well, this is one of those pendulums that goes both ways and just let it stand as it is? Or do you think this will get challenged?
Wow, if I knew that, I'd be making so much money. I don't know anyone that can predict what the Supreme Court will accept and how they will decide. What I was shocked to learn is that the Supreme Court accepts less than 1% of the cases on which they're asked to rule. So the odds of them choosing any case, no matter what its merit, are very low. I'm from California, and California is absolutely schizophrenic. We have 10 million people, about a third of our population, lives in shall-issue counties.
9 million gun owners in California.
There are more than that, but...
Really?
10 million people are living in counties where you can walk up to your sheriff and say, I'd like a permit because it's Tuesday. And the guy goes, good enough reason. Take the courses, march on. San Francisco. That's not L.A. That's not San Diego. Yes. Well, what about if those cities passed an ordinance that, San Francisco says you can't even have hollow points. Your gun has to be disassembled and buried in concrete. What if these other cities said, no, you need to carry a gun? Since California said, hey, local preemption is okay, well, can we push the pendulum back the other way and see if they like how it fits?
Yeah. I do like the California permit, because the California permit is the only one I know of that carves out the same thing for armed citizens as it does for police. So if you actually score a California permit, you can carry a gun everywhere, can't you?
You can. There are some Southern California counties, not the ones right on the coast, that will issue a permit. And with that permit, you can walk down Rodeo Drive in L.A. You can walk down Market Street in San Francisco and Shattuck Avenue in Berkeley. Concealed. They never know.
See, that if I lived in California, I'd have to live in one of those outlying counties, and then every weekend take a road trip to a gun-free zone and just walk around with my gun. Just for giggles, you know? Coming up on the first break, Rob Morse. You can find him at Clash Daily. Clash Daily is, I think it's number, it's in the top 40 conservative websites in the United States today, and that is purely because of the content. I've had Doug on the show, having Rob on the show. That's a rowdy bunch. It's fun. Check them out at Clash Daily. Ammoland.com. You'll find them there, too. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you. In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to DarkAngelMedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
So Mark and I are out at the range shooting our AR-15 rifles built from AR-15 kits from Guns80.com when Dave walks up and he says, "Hey, did you guys hear about Jade Helm? You know, the government doesn't care about the Posse Comitatus Act, and Jade Helm, the troops are going to come and they may come after us and blah, blah, blah." And I'm thinking, oh my God, dude, look. I take a 30-shot magazine. I put it in my AR-15 built from a kit from Guns80.com. I unload it on the target. Jade Helm? I mean, really? Guns80.com. 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 Go now.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
"Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?"
Surprised you got through, you squeak out,
"Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold."
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
"Jason from Minnesota, you're up."
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
"Jason! Jason! Jason! Going once.
Jason,
twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller."
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now, online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, TacticalHolsters.com. There's a reason it's the only holster I run. Check them out. Check them out. My guest this hour, you know you're in for a ride when you read his bio and he tells you that his two children have successfully escaped into the wild. This is Rob Morse of Clash Daily, Ammo Land, Polite Society podcast. Successfully escaped into the wild, Rob. Yeah.
Isn't that what we want to do? We want to make them prepared to live on their own?
Yeah, I guess we do. I guess we do. I guess you're right about that. Yes, you're right.
These days, when they're in their 20s, you and I are glad they're not still living in our basement, right?
That's right. That's right. And that's interesting, that that thought process, because with our children, is it our generation that has led to this gun culture 2.0 and the shift in the attitude towards guns that the media was completely caught off guard from it? I think that's pretty funny. I've talked about that. You've written about it. The media has been out there for the longest time shaping the story, that when it got reshaped, when we took it as the silly putty it was and the dissemination of information ways changed and everything expanded, they're completely just clueless, aren't they?
Well, I love that story, Bill, and you're part of it. I mean, think of it. Since you and I were kids, what was kind of the Hill Street Blues was kind of cutting edge when you and I were growing up.
Hey, yeah.
It's violent out there. Be safe. Well, now you and I are fed much more violent imagery in our entertainment, and the news will give us, 15 minutes of bleeding victimization every night, even though crime rates, and particularly violent crime rates, have fallen by 75% since the 1990s. So the world's getting safer, but the media has spun up violence to sell commercials, to sell soap. Well, we have a skewed view of reality.
Yes,
and
we do.
And the media was telling us guns are bad, and we said, no, the world's dangerous. We need to protect ourselves. So the media helped produce gun culture 2.0. Crazy.
Well, I mean, it seems like all the things that have been vilified over time have led to it, because a lot of these kids that are getting into guns, they're from urban areas where they, they didn't historically grow up with them, but they play Call of Duty, or they've watched all of this, they've watched some other stuff. But where is it that you see, I mean, with the stuff you do with Ammo Land, you're probably, and with Clash Daily, I don't get to see it coming in as far as comments and everything. What is it? What is that? What's that tipping point for kids nowadays that are getting into this and discovering it and thinking, wow, this is cool, let me look at this?
Well,
are you catching any of that?
Absolutely. Go to your local range. More so last year when there was the huge surge to buy guns. What was it, the 2014, early 2014, when we just, you darn near needed to take a number and wait for an opening to be able to get on a range?
Yeah.
But where did those kids grow up? They're familiar with paintball. They grew up with airsoft. They grew up with Call of Duty. And now you say, do you think you might want a gun to protect yourself? And they're all, well, yeah, but it'd be fun. I mean, it inadvertently, owning a gun is cool. And not just for guys, also for girls. That's been a sea change. Literally, a buddy of mine at his church, one kid plays in the church band. Afterward, he and his girlfriend go out and shoot paintball. I'm going, holy cow. That's normal. We've just caught up with normal.
Yes. I also think a little bit of it has to do with the dissemination of information methods, because 15, 20 years ago, what Clash Daily would not have existed at that point, and now the internet personalities arguably get bigger than the talking heads on the news, and people trust them more, and, especially where you guys are at. For people that have never seen a picture of Doug Giles, his press release picture is him chomping on a cigar with what looks like a 88 Magnum with a 2.5-foot-long barrel.
Yeah, he does use that close-up lens to make it look pretty big, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's got a fisheye on that, I think. And he's just sitting there looking up, got his aviator sunglasses on. Not exactly somebody that you want to say, I disagree with you. And the way you guys throw that persona around, that has to lead, that's got to be a lot of that attraction that draws people to you.
Well, it certainly works for Doug. Now, And I appreciate what you said earlier. My blog is called Slow Facts because, let's face it, if you want a fast opinion, you can go to Facebook. And you're right. I try and get it right rather than get it first. But I want to go back to what you said about media perception. You and I grew up with the media, except for the hunting shows and Gritz Gresham, guns were bad. But now you and I have seen front page journalists who go, well, I own a gun, don't you? I mean, Emily Miller, right? Out of, she used to be the Washington Times.
Yes.
Shoot, Glenn Beck, S.E. Cup, Katie Pavlich at Town Hall, Dana Loesch at The Blaze, John Stossel on Fox. And these guys have all done front page articles going, Here's what they say about guns. Here's how I see the reality. So you're right. There is an entire shift in at least part of our media about how they present firearms and civilian self-defense.
Well, I want to ask you, I haven't seen you write anything about this, but what you point out is interesting. We're coming up on the next break. I've got something to ask you about two people that you wouldn't think would actually say something pro-Second Amendment, but they have. And just get your take on it, just because I enjoy the take from your side of the net. Rob Morse. Rob Morse, you can find him at ClassDaily.com, Ammoland.com. What's the name of your blog again?
Slowfacts.wordpress.com.
And that blog and the Polite Society podcast. And go check that out. Before we actually go into the break, I don't know if you've told me that you've mentioned the show before in your podcast and everything. If you've ever listened to me, you probably heard some things and say, you probably said to yourself, that sounds a lot like something I wrote.
Yeah.
So, that's how, Rob is one of these guys that, you probably read him. His stuff gets out there, and I'm telling you the places where it appears first. It gets reprinted in a lot of different places. It gets shifted around and goes through the cycle and everything else. And I'm going to start one of my new podcasts that I'm going to listen to every week is going to be the Polite Society podcast. I've never listened to it, Rob. I've got to listen to it because I get invited to it all the time. You guys hang on. You hang on, sir. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube performance made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. You can find all that magic at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour, from all kinds of places, this is Rob Morse. I have read his stuff before. I got to tell you that when I finally got to speak with you, that was one of those like Elvis moments for me.
You thought I was dead?
No, I didn't think you were dead, but I have admired your style for quite some time. And I got a treat last night because I got to see the latest thing you wrote before you published it. And I would like to talk about that because of some of the way you take it and twist it and turn it, and you get down to one of my favorite things. I think that students in school, in a place of higher learning, should be allowed to carry a gun. And I do not think that just if there are guns present, say at the quantum theoretical physics class, that if they get into a disagreement, that the eggheads are going to go to gunplay. I just don't believe that. And yet that's the kind of nonsense that we hear. And you tie all of this into free speech. It's really a very good piece. I like it. I wish I'd done it. A little jealous. But anyway, let's talk about that.
The starting point was the brave officer who stopped a terrorist massacre in Garland, Texas last week.
Weren't you glad when you found out that was a 60-year-old dude and he's like in our generation? He wasn't some baby Huey physical linebacker looking dude that was in special forces or something. Wasn't that sort of cool for me and you?
He's a traffic cop.
Yeah.
There's hope for you and I yet, Bill.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the reason we have to keep dry practicing every day.
Every day.
But watch what people said about him. Or not about him, but about the event. they sort of ignored him. They said, oh, well, if we just hadn't offended Muslims, then they wouldn't have decided that every man, woman, and child anywhere near that free speech demonstration wasn't a valid target. Go, say what?
Yeah, but doesn't, let me ask you this, doesn't that train of thought then mean that I should be justified in me physically trying to attack Hillary Clinton for saying that the people that own guns in the United States are a minority and they shouldn't be allowed to terrorize the rest of us? I mean, isn't that the same thing?
It's the same twisted thinking. But I twisted it a little bit different way. They said, oh, no, wait, we can't offend anyone. And if you, by the way, free speech exists precisely so that you can somewhere, somehow, sometime, offend someone. But if someone takes offense, oh, no, we can't offend Muslims because they're protected. And, you know, we can't have guns on campus because, well, we discuss such fundamental and important ideas that someone may become impassioned. Excuse me? I thought the entire idea of public discourse was to be impassioned, to convince the other person to learn how to form and present your ideas without going and resorting to violence. Well, except it doesn't end there. Because watch what how the standards flip-flop. If someone in New Jersey or California or Maryland, and if one of the anti-right states wants to impose a new gun control, they say it might possibly save a child one life somewhere. Well, wait a minute. Wouldn't a firearm on campus stop a rape, stop an assault, stop a robbery somewhere? Oh, no. Then the standards change. Now we need a preponderance of evidence. Excuse me? Some lives are more equal than others. I'm just kind of rubbing their nose in the hypocrisy, Bill.
I would love to see some evidence that any of these gun control schemes have ever stopped. I'd like to see a detailed list of the crimes, not crime as a category. I would like to see the detailed list because that's what they demand from us. And yet, we've had people going back to the 90s with people like Gary Kleck, who's like a, you know, he's got his picture at the ACLU Hall of Fame.
Yep.
He's been a Democrat all of his life, but he's an honest man. He did a study. He did it flawlessly. He published his method, and he found out that, maybe six, according to his initial study, 6,000-7,000 times a day, people use guns to stop the very things you're talking about.
And most of them are with no shots fired.
No shots fired. And then Clinton's, what was it, Ludwig and Clinton's people, they came out and they didn't have the same number, but it was an impressive number. We've had Gaius that's done it. We've had Lott that's done it. And then, all of a sudden, Bloomberg buys John Hopkins. So that's how they published something against it. But we've had, 18, 19 studies?
Right.
Harvard, the CDC, FBI stats. I mean, what exactly kind of evidence do we got to bring? I mean, I don't know.
The CDC just tripped over themselves. I suspect there's some angry phone calls. They finally came out with a report about the statistics for 2013.
Right.
35,000 accidental deaths from motor vehicles.
Yeah.
500 from firearms.
505.
500. So, which is a tragedy.
It is a tragedy.
We're getting phenomenally better at firearm safety year after year. We're actually doing it faster than we're making cars safer.
Yeah.
But that still means you're 70 times more likely to die in a car accident on the way to the range than to be shot in a firearms accident at the range.
Yeah.
So buckle up.
Buckle up, Buttercup. Go by the four rules and buckle up.
There you
go. Go by the four rules and buckle up. What do you think about some of these so-called... I'm sorry?
Earlier you mentioned you had some unexpected support of the Second Amendment. Who are you thinking of? I'm curious.
Oh, I did, didn't I? I've seen where Bill Maher said, I have two guns, one upstairs and one downstairs, and I'm not giving up my gun.
Yes.
And then the other day, Michael Moore, every time I see Michael Moore, I think about that caricature of Jabba the Hutt in Spaceballs, Pizza the Hutt. That's what I see every time I see Michael Moore. He got out there and said, we need to disarm police because we have the Second Amendment.
Right.
And the first thing I'm thinking is Michael Moore's medicine cabinet for the bipolar medication he must be taking has got to be huge.
He's got to go back to the doc and up the dosage because it's not working yet.
No, it isn't.
I mean, the schizophrenia is large with this one, along with everything else that's large with this one.
Yeah.
Yes. So, in other words, you can't have a gun, but I can. They're elitist. They're statist elitist. Those are the sort of people the founding fathers warned us about.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they are. I don't know. I often wonder at the popularity of like a Bill Maher. The only thing I'd ever seen Bill Maher on before he got a show on HBO was DC Cab back in 1982. And I thought, I didn't think he was, Mr. T stole that one for me. So he didn't figure too much into that. And I'm just wondering how he got to be a pundit. Just like Keith Olbermann, I wonder how he got to be a pundit. He seemed like a really smarmy ESPN guy before he became a pundit, but that's all beside the point. I don't want to get too far off the course. I'm just thinking out loud.
They're pretty. They're clever.
Really? Okay. All right. That explains why I have no deeper penetration, doesn't it?
That's right.
Okay.
You and I have a face for radio.
That's right. That's right, we do. That's okay. That's cool, though. That's cool, though. We can walk around like ninjas. Nobody knows who we are.
No, we disappear once we get off the radio. Keep our mouth closed and we're good.
All right. We're coming up on the last break. You can find Rob Morse and his work. You can find it on audio with the Polite Society podcast. You can find it at ClashDaily.com, where you can find a whole wealth of things at Clash Daily. That's like a buffet. Ammo Land, and I'll get him to mention his blog when we get back because it slipped my mind again. But that's okay. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
All right, last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Frog Lube performance made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. I like the Scorpion line, and that's well worth the price of admission at G-Code. Go check that out, Scorpion. It's just bad. It's just B-A-D-D. Check it out, tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour is Rob Morse, who writes all over the place, and I have an idea for a collaboration between me and maybe you and the Polite Society podcast crowd, but we would need some cameras there and probably some medics.
What do you have in mind, Bill?
I want to invite Jonathan Romans to an event where he teaches us how to tackle a gun carrier.
You know what? I remember being a lineman back in my younger days, junior high school and high school.
Right.
Yeah, let's take this on. Yeah, this sounds good.
Well, I mean, you know, all of these
sponsors, Dark Angel, we're there.
That's right. We can invite Kerry Davis. And say, Kerry, after he unsuccessfully shows us how to get tackled, can you treat him? Provide the because we're going to traumatize him.
Mr. Roman. Oh, my gosh. I did write about him. What a
knucklehead. Well, you know, here's the thing. I've seen one instance where that happened, where a younger man grabbed an older man, and the older man gave him a pretty good fight. And then the younger man got arrested, right? And now he's going to, it doesn't matter if he likes guns or not, because he's probably not going to be able to buy one. And I don't call that protection. I call that assault. And if somebody tries to assault me, they might get shot, because I'm not some older dude that has never been in a scuffle before. I've been in plenty of scuffles. And this is the stupidest thing I've ever heard of in my life, because somebody's opening themselves up to get hurt.
Are you thinking of the event in Florida where a young man tackled an older black man who was carrying a gun?
I'm thinking of the one at the Walmart.
Yes, that's the same one.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're right, he was prosecuted. He was tried and found guilty of assault.
In Florida, is that a felony or a misdemeanor?
Now, that's a great question. I don't know.
I just wonder if it puts him on the prohibited persons list.
Or was it a misdemeanor with a sentence of more than a year? Yeah.
Yeah. So, this kind of talk. First of all, I look at most of the people doing the talking, and these guys, they couldn't fight their way out of a paper bag if it was wet and had two holes already in it. And that kind of advocacy, and some of these people are weak enough in the mind to think this is a smoking hot idea, aren't they?
It's self-promotion. It really is. Here, look at me, I'm important. But I was at the NRA convention where the Moms Demand Action scraped up, 50 people?
Right.
And, you know, you can make 50 people look like a crowd. You know how to do it. Get down low, you know, they disappear. The people in the back, you can just see their heads.
Right.
That's their modus operandi. I swear that half of the people who are on their mailing list are guys like you and me that want to find out what the nuts are doing.
Yeah. But they're not open for debate. But, I mean, the other thing is this, and you make mention of this. you refer to their... To Shannon Watts as I presume that these were all Bloomberg's baby Huey, former NYPD goon squad that went with her. You make mention of them as gunmen, and see, here's the thing that I don't think people like Shannon Watts, she doesn't get, because she probably has this false sense of security out of having bodyguards.
Right.
You know, if I'm intent upon getting somebody, and they have a layer of defense in place, I attack the layer first. And then I go for the prize. And having them out there like that, and they shave their heads too, which makes me sick of my hairstyle of choice. But, you know, why don't they, I guess they're the undangerous gunmen that aren't terrorists and stuff like that? Is that right?
We're asking people like Shannon Watts, Bill de Blasio, Michael Bloomberg, to be consistent. That's not going to happen, but we can point out their hypocrisy, that you and I shouldn't have a gun, but they should have armed, very large men around them to ensure their safety. It doesn't make any sense. It's easy to poke fun at, and ultimately it undermines their credibility. I mean, if we do this enough, I just think you and I tell the truth, and now Mike's got to spend another $10 million. All right. You and I can engage in that battle. That's a good war to fight.
You know, I've often wondered with these types, because all of Bloomberg's now bodyguards have all quit the NYPD, and they've taken a pay raise.
Right.
And what happens to a citizen if I'm sitting there and I'm like, hi, I'm Bill Frady with Lock and Load with Bill Frady from Genesis Communications, and I've got this digital recorder, and I'd like to ask Ms. Watts some questions. If they lay hands on me and I dislocate their shoulder real quick and take a step back and look at the next one, is there any legal recourse against me at that point if they've already started the assault?
Have video and a good lawyer, because he's got lots of money to buy lots of legal talent.
He's got to catch me before. You know, I'm not going to sit there and go, "Who's next? Who's next?" You know, I'm going to try to get out of there as fast as I can.
Did you see the picture of Dana? Now, you and I, the guys may come up and, you know, try and chest bump us. All right, okay, we're going to prove who's bigger for a little bit. Did you see the pictures of Dana Loesch running Shannon Watts down? Hi, Shannon.
Yeah.
You didn't want to talk. Dana is not a very big woman.
No,
but talk about a tiger by the tail. She would not be stopped. And, you know, some of these guys try to step in her way, and she kind of looks at it like, you're not really going to try and push me, are you? It was beautiful.
Yeah, they would actually try to push me, though.
You know, we could set up just the most wonderful and heavily videoed event when we get a bunch of us with digital recorders and just, you know, let's get 50 of us chasing her. I think we could probably chase her back into the armored limousine from New York.
Well, I've got two high definition cameras and two pistol grips. I could run at her with one in each hand and get her from two angles.
Yes.
I could do that if that's what we want to do. If that's what we wanted to do. She doesn't come very often to South Carolina. Does she go to California very much, or are they still in the let's export it to the Northeast mode, Northwest rather?
She'll go wherever she can get press.
Yeah, but her brand has been damaged, hasn't it? I mean, Bloomberg is rebranding again. He's about to try to launch a news organization.
Right. Yes. Yeah, same old faces, different letterhead.
Yeah. That's I like that. I'd like to be his stationery purveyor. the letterhead changes must be astronomical. Although he probably does have to provide his own web server now that he's no longer the mayor of New York.
Yes.
Anyway, if you've got contact info for Jonathan Romans, go ahead and contact him and tell him that we'd be more than happy for him to demonstrate, one, how you get me to show you my concealed carry permit when you have no standing to demand it, and two, what you're going to do with me when you, if I don't have it. If I don't have it with me. What are they? So that means in Vermont there should be a lot of tackling happening, in Wyoming and Arkansas and now Kansas, and there must be a lot of tackling going on there.
Where was the guy? His name is Northrop. Where the police stopped him? But
Ohio.
Ohio.
Yeah.
And the courts just ruled within the last few days that, I'm sorry, officer. No, open carrying is not against the law. It's not suspicious. You need probable cause of a crime, not it makes you feel bad. Get over it.
Yeah, his assets list is about to grow a lot bigger.
I think so.
Yeah. Anyway, I have enjoyed this. We're about to run out of time. I want to do this again, so I'm going to keep everything, and I will circle back to you another time. Thank you for joining me today. You can find Mr. Morse at his blog, slowfacts.wordpress.com. You can find him on Ammoland, where a lot of his stuff goes directly. You can find him at clashdaily.com, where a lot of his stuff goes directly. And you can find him at the Polite Society Podcast, which, for those of you that don't know the euphemism, there's a lot of old guys that will tell you an armed society is a polite society. Hilarious. In and of itself. Thank you, sir. You stay safe. We will do this again on Monday. And between now and then, please remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Friday, this has been Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.